The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It is Tuesday, the 10th of December, 2024, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. We got lots and lots and lots to talk about today. We're talking Junkanoo, and I have the question, political interference or government oversight? We would be talking about the meeting that was not last night. There's not much to talk about. But let's talk some Junkanoo. I'm going to read from the articles in today's paper. There's some other articles that I've seen that I think are worthy of touching on this morning, including U.S. indictment involving Bahamian officers, quote, had errors, close quote, says Cooper. Government track record on accountability laws is slow. Pintard PM making a false picture of chaos. But I had this article from yesterday's Guardian. FNM leadership unhinged, PM says. I want to talk a bit about that as well. It's a very interesting article, and surely it signals the beginning of the what these guys like to call the election season. I argue that election season never ended. No government, maybe since 73 or the election after that, no government has been able to make a transition, a full transition from politics to governance. And so let's stop saying that the silly season has begun, because it never ended. It never ended. I feel like the last 3.5 years, roughly, where are we now? Yeah, roughly 3.5 years has just been filled with politicking as opposed to governance. But that's an aside. That's just my feelings. Again, we are on the last day of the Global 16 Days campaign, Activism Against Gender-Based Violence. The campaign ran from the 25th of November till the 10th of December. The 25th of November being the International Day to Eliminate Violence Against Women and Girls. The 10th of December today is International Human Rights Day. Producer, let's go to the phone line. I wonder if this Junkanoo, I want to talk about Junkanoo, the ticket sales, and I realize that nobody talked about the national tree. I wonder, is it because it was a decent job? Or is it because we got distracted by other stories? Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Good morning, Bremen.
No. This is not Bremen.
Oh, well, listen. You got a wonderful, beautiful voice. Good morning.
Okay. I was thinking about something as I was laying down last night.
Yes, sir.
It's about the Mace incident.
Okay.
If we are independent, we're an independent country, right?
Yes.
So if the Mace is thrown out the window, we could just put a piece of stick there, right? Because we don't have no obligations to the queen, to the king.
I mean,
independent.
Technically, we could go and find a mahogany tree. A mahogany tree.
Yeah, put across the desk and carry on.
And craft and carve our own symbol.
Right, so,
of the speaker's authority.
Because they keep telling us we're independent, but yet that seems to be so important when it's thrown out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing, with the Junkanoo people.
Yes, sir?
I hope they cut back on that brass a little. Because
Junkanoo
is not about brass.
Wait, what? Go on.
You need to have more of the old stuff, man, to give you that rocking feel. You can't rock with brass.
You could rock with brass, but you can't rock without the drum and the bass.
Yeah.
You can't rock without the heartbeat.
And the things like that, and the cowbell. That's Junkanoo. I don't like that brass. I don't know why they brought that brass in.
Man, I could imagine. I wasn't alive at the time when they brought the brass in, I don't think. And even if I was...
I saw it from the beginning, but...
Yeah.
You don't feel it to your soul, like how they were both on the side of one another, crossing, going down Bay Street. Because one time ago, two groups used to pass at the same time.
Well, so that's where I heard the click come from, like, because you could get licking your head as you're crossing the next group.
Right, so that you could feel that in your soul. That is the ancestry feeling you get
from the
African heritage.
Right, let me ask you a couple questions, and I can invite the audience to call in as well. 323-623-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. 242-300-5720. Let me ask you this question. I feel like Junkanoo has strayed so far away from its core, its root, or its center that we are at risk of, right? Because I don't know if we are actually preserving in the way that we should.
I'm in full agreement with you.
The core of it. Would you appreciate if we had, since we all reimagining what Junkanoo could look like, a parade which is strictly for indigenous, like the indigenous practice. This is for groups to perform as close to the root as possible.
I think we need that. That so the youngsters coming up could know from whence forth they came and feel it in their soul.
Mm-hmm.
I can't feel it with the brass.
Right, like I would like a prize to be put aside
for the most original.
Right, and. The closest to, like, not just the most original, like, the most creative or unique idea, but the closest to the core, the closest to the root.
The horn, drums, whistles, conch shell. Because the children nowadays don't know you can blow the conch shell and get that sound.
Yeah.
So we're losing that. I haven't seen nobody with a conch shell in years.
Now, if you go down to Montague Dock, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got one by there named Yellow.
I know him.
Culmer. He blow that horn. When Dr. Nyambi Hall Campbell Dean from Popeyes, Conch Salad, Mr. Dean, they organized the King and Queen of the Conch Festival. I think 2 or 3 years straight. I need some sponsors to just link up with them and let us continue that fabulous thing. Because they had the conch horn competition. Who could blow the conch the best?
Yeah, but that needed to go back into Junkanoo, man. And them other kind of horns they used to have, the brass horns. And then more drums. Get more drums in there.
What happened to the Rolling Thunder drum? Okay, so I rush with spirit, and the BC Shockers let us. They allowed us, and I say always say praises to them. Let our little scrappy group rush with them on the Bay Street route, right? And they had this massive drum. Like, you know when the Superwash commercial, when they put Johnny in the big boy?
Yeah.
You could put 7 Johnny in that big boy. But that's the only one of those drums I've seen.
But see, and you know what I noticed, though? Once they starting out, they sound good. But then they get into that brass when they start to get up Bay Street. But when they start out, you could feel the rock. That's why the people get up and jump up and start because they feel it in their soul.
Listen, see.
Even if you're sitting down, you start tapping your feet.
Thank you for, listen, thank you for being patient with me because that's another thing, right? Do we need to redesign the route then? Because when you said that, it made me feel like they give the they hold the brass for Rawson Square because they think that the brass is going to help to provide the best performance.
I don't like it.
And then the people at the at, like the people to Rawson Square, they get the warm up.
That what the warm up is what make you stand up when you hear they say they coming.
Right, and so what you telling them is, listen, y'all may think that the brass is it. But us hardcore Junkanoos, we get most excited at that warmer period.
And that beat, you see, you can't do nothing but with that beat. That beat go to your soul.
Yeah,
you could feel. I could feel it, even on TV when I watching it.
Absolutely.
When they coming out and I hear that beat, and the, everybody stands up and say they coming. That's Junkanoo. Not this. You if you want to hear brass go to an orchestra or something like that.
No. Man. Okay. I see, because I appreciate the evolution with the addition of the brass, but that evolution cannot create an environment in which we lose the core or the understanding, the value, the why, the core.
We'll have, if they keep up with this brass, we're going to have to change the name to, of Jungle. That's my Jungle.
But I'm going to tell you something else. I don't know if I don't know if I'm going to tolerate Jungle starting at 9 p.m.
Oh, well, it's good for me because I'm sleep. I catch all kind of hell trying to wake up 1, 2 o'clock.
Uncle, my daddy, Bernard Green, tell me, little girl, you're not big enough. You can't stay awake all night. Junkanoo is not...
They wake up tonight.
So, right.
So I need to catch that voice one, especially the Soxers and the Valley when they're coming out.
Right, and so I'm asking you, like, sincerely to consider, though, does your need and desire to participate in Junkanoo in the way that you can now that you're older, does that warrant the shifting of the core elements of Junkanoo?
Yes and no. Because, see, the originality and the thing, you don't want to take away from that late thing when you go 12, 1 o'clock.
No,
that's just a custom.
2, 3 o'clock.
You don't want to break all your customs, man.
Right. And so I think the alternative is that we then have multiple parades.
Yeah, you could do that, but and the real thing, you have Christmas and Boxing Day.
But don't okay, I can let you call it the real thing. Listen, thank you, caller. Thank you very much for allowing me to interrogate you.
Yes, and thanks for the call, giving me the time.
Yeah, man, absolutely.
Because I don't normally get this. You know how long I take before I get. I just have to sit down and stop doing what I'm doing to get through.
I really appreciate it. Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Aaron.
Morning, how you do?
Fine. You're not speaking, but they can postpone or cancel Junkanoo.
Mm-hmm.
Who gives them any power to cancel any national event? And mm-hmm. then say, but they can refund the people who purchased the ticket back?
Mm-hmm.
What about all of us who plan vacation? Okay, to come here.
Yeah.
Who can actually sue the government? Are they also going to give them their money back? You know, that's a national event and that's also a cultural event. When the One Family Place came out, they didn't have an exhibition. They brought the school out after One Family came out. As an A category two.
Mm-hmm.
Now they saying you must exhibition. They got to be job in the national event. This will belong to them. If they want to issue their service and they want to buy the ticket instead of Bay Street, let them do that. But they have no authority to cancel or postpone no Junkanoo. Because many persons plan their vacation around our national festival. Okay?
Yes.
And they cannot give them the money back.
Here's my thing. How do you refund the members of the groups?
Exactly. All the hard work.
For months, people have been working. For months, I've heard the drums, right? Like, from where I live, I could hear various Junkanoo groups, or like at least two.
Me also.
Yeah. And so...
This is the national... This Junkanoo belongs to us. It belongs to the BMA people, not to one faction. You know what I mean?
Right.
They ain't got the power to do that.
Do you think
they were paid to manage the group
mm-hmm.
or pick the manager group? Let them do that.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Thank you.
That belongs to the government and the people of the Bahamas.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you. Pleasure.
I think it belongs to the people of the Bahamas, and the government is the first manager, right? And then the government creates a mechanism to manage it on our behalf. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
How you do?
I will say that... Okay, so I'll say as an active member of Bruce Junkanoo Group,
mm-hmm.
Showtime, I do agree that it's not fair to cancel the parade just because of two groups that are clearly in a conflict right now internally. Mm-hmm. And I do share the sentiments that Junkanoo is dying, I'd say. I feel like the core of what Junkanoo is no longer at the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the fundamentals aren't being taught or prioritized,
mm-hmm.
Which is why I will say I feel like the B groups more so are the ones who really push to maintain the standard of what the culture actually is in terms of pasting, building, you know,
mm-hmm.
All those things. So,
yep.
Yeah, that's my 10 cents on it.
All right, so let me, okay, so watch this. Mm-hmm. Especially because you referenced the B groups. I think that Junkanoo could be a space that creates or provides rites of passage for young men and young women, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a part of a Junkanoo parade, right? I was saying to the other caller, maybe we have a parade or festival that focuses on the root, like the older practice of Junkanoo. But what if, as a part of the parade, you had the drummers, all mm-hmm. the schools have their competition for the best drummer, and the best, the young people compete for the best drummer, and it's how long you could drum, how well you can keep, how well you could keep the beat, as well as synchronize with the other drummers around you,
mm-hmm.
right? And so then, Junkanoo is not just about being a part of a large group and winning a prize.
Yep.
Like, I could be the 2026 Junior Drummer of the Year.
Yeah.
And I could be the 2027 Senior Drummer of the Year. And we could do an open category, male or female, or we could do best female and best male drummer, right?
Yeah.
And because winning a prize with a group is no longer the draw.
Right.
How do we bring individual accolade and recognition to the hard work of these young people, but not in a way that promotes individualism, right? Because it's mm-hmm. a collective rite of passage. So one person wins, but everybody says, no, I competed.
Right.
I was a part. Yeah.
Maybe it could be something that's introduced in the school.
Yeah, as a part of the Junior Junkanoo programming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And I do feel like the fundamentals of Junkanoo as well should be taught in schools, like pasting.
The rhythm, the drumming.
That's how I learned, not necessarily in school, but I went to like summer camps and stuff that had like arts and crafts.
Yeah.
That would teach kids how to paste and stuff like that. So I feel like a good portal for Junkanoo, at least.
It's the high school programs.
Yeah, the high
All
schools.
Right.
And the middle schools.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. And
the primary schools, yeah.
Yeah, because it's a primary instrument.
Exactly, yeah.
Thank you very much, caller.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Let's go to the next call, producer. Thank you. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron Cutts. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Listen. You for this 9 p.m. Junkanoo?
No, that ain't Junkanoo. Junkanoo is when you don't catch that first set of sleep through the night and then fight your way out to Bay Street for 2 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even like the daylight Junkanoo because it's not as beautiful as the nighttime.
Mm-hmm. And all the spirit gone home to bed?
Little while.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
But, like the gentleman was saying, Brian, they keep saying Brian. The Junkanoo Committee, the JCNP, is made up of persons from each Junkanoo group.
A and B.
Okay, A mm-hmm. and B. So it's not Brian them. It's the persons who are in charge of each, or the persons who they put to represent each group that is made up of. It won't be Brian. They keep saying Brian as if it's his saying. He's not saying it. This is why he can't just say it. he has to call all of those together, and they have to come to an agreement in order for her to do. And these are persons from every major group, A and B category.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And I do understand what they're saying about the political interference.
So you think it's political interference versus government oversight?
I think it's more so political interference and some government oversight, but I think it's mostly political interference, because how is it that you're gonna give? See, I think if they didn't give this other group their seed money, they wouldn't have been fighting as much to get them out in the E category, you know.
Okay.
But think about it now.
So you say
they not invested that $30,000 to them as feed money, I don't think they would have been in this battle, because then they would have not been eligible as an A category group.
See, what the JCNP is saying is that the government it's not the government's place to say who can be an A group and who can't be an A group, right? That's what the JCNP is saying. But
that's what the government gave them that authority to do so.
My thing is this, right?
Uh-huh.
If the JCNP is made up of members of all the groups, including the 1958 Valley Boys, right?
Yes. Yes.
Then maybe the JCNP shouldn't be making at all. Like, how do you make the decision? Are you going to show the public a set of criteria, hard and fast rules that you use to make the decision, or y'all just decide because y'all in charge, right?
Uh-huh.
And so,
because
I can say, hold on, I can say this.
Mm.
Was the prodigal sons at the table as a part of the decision-making process when the JCNP decided that the prodigal sons were going to be registered as an A group despite their track record? Their obvious track record. Were the prodigal sons a part of that conversation? See, maybe it looks different. Maybe we could see different parts of it if we look at a different example, right? So
yeah.
I ain't even worried about the Valley Boys. The people them who couldn't construct proper bathroom from 1958, I ain't worried about them. What concerns me is that we have a group called the Prodigal Sons who, it appears, has great difficulty maintaining the standards of the A division. And I'd like to know, were the prodigal sons a part of the decision-making process to determine whether the prodigal sons would be allowed to register again as an A group, giving them access to the $30,000 seed money?
Listen.
Because
the prodigal sons is, I don't quite, I mean, but I know you one you have to have a certain amount, I guess, in members.
I ain't worried about none of that. All
but
I can...
So you have to, I guess you have to show, I don't know if they are going, but then remember that there's only, I think it's one, it's two or three persons from each group. So one group have the majority say in the JCNP.
Yeah, but should they be
all the groups together combined? Your two or three vote can't get you in there unless the others agree to allow you. So all of them are to be blamed for it, because all of them have to agree, or the majority have to agree to allow protocols to continue.
I get other callers, but it's not that I agree. It's about agreeing or disagreeing. You know, I want to know, like, what are the rules?
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, let me go. Thank you, cousin. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Absolutely. Let's go to the next caller. Okay, here we go. Good morning, caller. Caller, you there? Let's try that. Good morning, caller. Caller, give me a second. You there, caller? All right. My apologies, caller. Give me a second. I'm going to read some text. If you could hold the line, hold the line. If you can't hold the line, please call back at 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. For our Family Island listeners, it is toll-free. I'd like to hear from Family Island listeners as well, because while the people in Nassau, because it's the JCNP, argue about who in charge and who's supposed to get money, how do the people on the Family Islands feel about the allocation of national resources when it comes to the subject of Junkanoo and the Family Islands? I got a text here that says, good morning, Aaron. We were distracted, man. It's the Christmas tree the text is talking about. So much has happened since it overshadowed the national tree, and I'm guessing we like it this year because not even a little peep, but I'm loving the round about decors. Now, two things. I feel like people say, look, you know, it seemed like the more noise we make, the worse it could get. So let's not make any noise. The second thing for me is, why have a Christmas tree with no national theme? Why y'all putting up a European Christmas tree, European themed decorations in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas? Why can't we have a Christmas tree decorating competition where people submit their plan, their schematic, for the public to vote as well as the policymakers? Why can't we just do that? Texas said, but I'm loving the roundabout decor. The roundabout decor, some of them are nice. I'm hating the roundabouts, Texter. I'm hating the roundabouts. Listen. Listen. Roundabouts are not supposed to be filled with obstructions. Hedges and pretty non-fruit-bearing bushes and shrubs and trees. Seven-year-old signs. Roundabouts are supposed to be clear so people could see the road. The roundabouts at the airport, on JFK, heading when you're in the sort of airport area, you all have these super huge hedges here. And I know the people are saying, because if they can't see, they have to slow down, right? That's not how it works. You want people to slow down, put police officers upon road, and then tell them it's their job to enforce traffic controls. Tell them that they're not supposed to speed either. Unless it's an emergency, and we'll know it's an emergency because they use their sirens and their lights. The roundabouts are supposed to be clear so that your view of the roads adjoining the roundabout is not obstructed. You got the roundabouts in the road, them just jam up with foolishness. And they're not even fruit-bearing trees. We all have all these shrubs, all of these things that bring value as compost. Flowering shrubs to encourage bee health. Aaron, I love the idea of the tree competition, but we can't do it because somebody, sweetheart, ain't gonna get the contract. Oh, boy. Ah, boy, give me a second, Texter. Give me a second. Morning. Aaron, Freeport is decorated like New York for the holidays. Where does this money come from? When are we going to have a serious conversation about the allocation of national resources? When are we going to sit and look each other in the face and say, look here, I could do without some Christmas decorations if it means that the hospital will have more of the supplies that it needs. If it means that the geriatric and the juvenile will have what they need. These people are citizens too. Good morning, caller. Don't watch nothing, caller. Thank you for your patience. Give me a second. So the Christmas tree is up. And the real question, right, I ask about it is, the reason I'm asking about it is because is it a waste of our national resources? We had a time when we're pinching pennies, people not getting paid, hospitals don't have all the equipment that they need. Do we need a Christmas tree? And do we need to spend the type of money we're spending on it? Do we deserve to know how much is spent on it? Callers, we're coming to you right now. We're coming to you right now. Okay, so I'm going to read from the article in today's Guardian for a moment. JCNP's threat to cancel Junkanoo. AG, JCNP doesn't have power to cancel parades. Just weeks before, Junkanoo groups would typically rush down Bay Street in the country's biggest cultural display, Turmoil erupted when the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture announced that both groups claiming to be the Valley Boys will be allowed to rush in the A division, leading the Junkanoo Corporation of New Providence to threaten the cancellation of the parades. We go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Still there? Oh, I am sorry. Callers, my apologies. Please call back again. The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720, and the text line, powered as always by BTC, 422-4796. Producer, we could go to the phone line when you're ready. Oh, the texter said the Port Authority, Grand Bahama Port Authority decorated Freeport Beach. We can't talk to them about the allocation of resources, eh? Are we not allowed to have conversations with those who are members of the Port Authority to talk about the allocation of resources? Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Quinn.
Morning, sir.
Yeah, it's a pity that, I wouldn't say it's a pity, but I'm not surprised that I share the same opinion as you as to the lights, but, I thought I was on my way to heaven because, just riding into them in the night, it looks good, but, there's no diversity in the colors. And so it's basically telling me that whiter than snow I long to be, and though our sins be like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow, white Jesus, white sugar, white bread, whatever, everything white.
Mm-hmm.
That's the message it's sending to me because, for me, who born in the 60s, there was always a diversity of colors. And so they represented, we know the reason why they cherished the tree, because it stayed green, it was an evergreen.
Mm-hmm.
But what I wanted to touch on is maybe you need to have a traffic corner, one of it every 2 weeks, because the imbecility and the imbecilic drivers is sickening. I'm not really worried about the way they drive, but at this age I have young children, right?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, I noticed a lot of people, because I saw a government vehicle, I didn't take the number, but a lot of people don't seem to be mindful of the fact that if a vehicle is impeding, if you're riding southbound and the vehicle is impeding you southbound, you don't have the right to just protrude into the northbound lane.
Mm-hmm.
It's just ridiculous what I'm seeing. The way how I see people driving there, and something needs to be looked at. Somebody has to be selling driver's license. It is just no reason for the level of imbecility and insincerity. There's no care on the road.
I
know what's going on, but
I'm gravely concerned.
Talking about the motorcyclists, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. I'm gravely concerned that the problem may sit in the driving schools, because I'm observing vehicles belonging to driving schools being driven with people with the uniform of the company on, ignoring.
Yeah, I got a joke for you before I go.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Maybe we should have a referendum with everyone being smart with the rate of the situation with the JNCB, because they know that the Bahamian people will never vote for Junkanoo to never happen. So it's less like a no-brainer. You later didn't want an uprising. We got to have Junkanoo. You understand what I'm saying,
mm-hmm,
Aaron?
Mm-hmm.
Really, for the first time, it's bless up.
Thank you. Yeah, the Junkanoo can't. Plenty of things could happen. We could not have election. We could do that, but we ain't missing Junkanoo. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Aaron Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Naeem, the GNN, till January the 2nd. I am now, my Junkanoo name officially is Chief Stinking Goatskin.
Okay. Yeah.
That's my Junkanoo name. Now, I told you all, America had to move their roundabouts, Aaron. I ain't why you argue with me, because they wasn't working properly. That is why they removed them and put four-way sections with red lights. Because of the crisscrossing and all that poses happened, they moved them. Now, we can do this in a slightly different this morning. You asked me the questions, or let the callers call in and ask any questions about Junkanoo and what's happening, and I will try my best to honestly answer them. So go ahead, shoot the questions you ain't sure about.
That's not the space I want to interrogate. I'm going to ask you this right now. Why have the leaders, why does it appear as if the leaders of the more established Junkanoo groups think that they own the Junkanoo group? Why do they think that a Junkanoo group is something that can be owned? That's what it is. Why do they think that it is something that can be owned? How can you own the work of the members in that way?
There's some validity or truth to what you are saying. Groups basically own them. The members own it. They own the groups. Okay?
Okay, so...
Now, the problem...
Okay, you say the members own the group.
Yeah, they own that. They all their members own they in Winsocton Valley. You name it like that.
But we have a whole hold on. We have a whole group of Valley large enough to call themselves a faction that said that over the last several decades, they have been made to feel as if they have no ownership stake in the group that they belong to.
Well, if you didn't let me finish, I'm going to tell you, with the exception of one faction of that Valley, is a dictatorship side. And that's what we are trying to change now. Now, the groups have joined the GCNP. But see, what you must do is lay the contract on the table before they think, like Dion Stephen, but he put him out, but he could cancel John Canoe, which he has no jurisdiction. See, what the GCNP's partnership with the government is to manage the parade. See, we got to look at the contract. We got to look at your job description. They are only there to manage the parade. Now, the groups that joined them didn't join on to say, we own John Canoe. They joined them, if you're looking at the contract, to assist the GCNP in managing the parade down Bay Street. Mm-hmm. See, they ain't understand what they joined.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't understand that because John Canoe in itself belongs to each and every Bahamian citizen. So when they think they was joining to form a bloc to own and whatever John Canoe, they was incorrect. And that is why the Attorney General is cautioning the JC and operating the John Canoe. They join on to assist in making sure the Saxons don't stall in the square for more than the time, and the Wally don't stall, that the parade runs smoothly. That is what the group sign on for, but they don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're making this mistake they're making now. Now, anybody have any questions about John Canoe, I will answer it, and I will answer Pearly L.
Thank you.
That's my girl. The question of there is a contract agreement between the government and the JCNP of 2007. Perry Christie did that. Mm-hmm. Okay? The contract says in Section 4 that the JCNP will accept applications on behalf of the government and then put the list together, send the list to the bosses who are the minister and the NJC who reserves the right. That's what the contract says. Not you singing, Moskin. The contract. It says the government reserves the right for final selection. And that is what they're doing now. The government ain't no politics. Because when Trevor was winning best costume way back when in the 80s, Ray wasn't nowhere to be found. What happened? I think the government did an excellent job in staying out of it up to this point. Because, of course, John Canoe right around the corner now. And you see the mess the JCNP and the factions are making. What the government did is they came in as an arbitrator now. We got to deal with this until the courts decide what's happening. And that is all they do. They did the same thing they would have done with customs, immigration, Patelco, or BEC. They came in as arbitrators.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
GNN. Listen.
You're welcome.
My thing is this, right? If the Valley can't work it out, they have to sit out the John Canoe. And if they cause too much confusion, then the whole A-groups, all the A-groups can sit out the John Canoe until they can assist their peers with getting things in order. Because I got a text here, it says, morning, one question, is John Canoe only revolving around the Valley Boys? Does it only revolve around the Valley Boys? Well, I want you to know something. The Valley Boys and the Saxons believe if they ain't on Bay, it ain't John Canoe. They believe that in their heart. But what's fascinating about these discussions are the parallels in other spaces, like in the country. For instance, it caused me to ask a question, and producer, we could go to the phone line. It caused me to ask the question, should an MP be a cabinet minister? Like, do we need to create a new process, right, where cabinet ministers are either elected separate from MPs so that the people could fire them, or they are appointed separate from MPs, right? Because does the role of a cabinet minister diminish your capacity to perform as an MP? Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Morning. How you doing?
Oh, fine, thank you. Aaron, when it comes to that last question, right, I believe we need the whole paradigm shift, to change, because, you know, observing the cabinet, right, for over the years, right, it appears, I could be wrong, it appears that the cabinet really won't be meeting on benefiting things for the public, right? It appears that the cabinet meetings just be like meetings, because, you know, they can't divulge them. They can't say what they talked about in cabinet. So the cabinet is a little secret group that really don't benefit the Bahamian people. Other than the people like who they working on behalf of, right? Because see, the House of Assembly is what does give the Bahamian people benefit, right? When they go inside, then they make laws. It benefits us. But I don't know. I could be wrong, like I said, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm often
see the benefit in the cabinet meetings, right? So you was talking about the Bay Street, the Christmas tree, right? You know, mm-hmm. what I would have given up for that Christmas tree,
yeah,
this year?
Uh-huh.
A machine that could press license plates,
yeah,
for our cars.
I would have given up. I would have taken, if they give me 6 mulches, I would have taken 10 mulches for the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
we could have started 10 businesses. And we could have had 100 young people employed right now with 10 mulches.
Yeah, there's a lot of things we could give up because, you know, we know this time in our life, in our history, Aaron, we could see cars done riding around freely.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be so frightening to see an unmarked,
unplated car.
Right?
Yeah.
But today, it's just like it's normal. And they could drive. They drive anywhere and everywhere. And this really a robbery paradise. Because who robbers ain't get top into that? All I have to do is just take my plate off now.
And then it's up to the police profiling, right?
Right.
It's up to the police saying, oh, that boy looked like a criminal. We should stop that one.
Right.
Oh, there.
Sometimes the real crooks drive right past them in their suit and tie. Have a nice day.
Thank you very much, caller. Thank you very much. It is frightening. And then to see the things that you all do in your vehicle with no plate on it. See, that's how I know the culture is so, the driving culture is so far gone. I can't tell you all the number of people I witness attempting to pay off police officers after accidents I was involved in. And I haven't been found responsible for an accident yet. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there? Let's go next caller. Good morning, caller.
Hey.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Wonderful.
Blessings.
May the rest of your holiday be continuously to be good.
Yes, thank you. Same to you, Brim.
Well, it is Stark in a voice along with you. We need justice, Lord, on order in this Bahamas here.
Yes, sir.
What I want to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not going to ask the question. I'm going to say it.
Okay.
Now, when it comes to the judge, the magistrate or whatever, when it comes to drunkenness, whosoever, all of those in authority were saying that what the drunkenness should do for what they should not do, they should keep their mouth closed because the majority of drunkenness doesn't get paid.
Mm-hmm.
They pay to go on Bay Street,
mm-hmm,
and a couple of cardboard and wire in which they get an order to what they get to do their costume, that can help them, but that doesn't take them to Bay Street to pay other money to get their costume done in order to go to Bay Street only because they love drunkenness.
Mm-hmm.
So those people would around here talking, they got to shut up because they're getting the money and they're getting all the money. And they think people, drunkenness are fools. They want us, the leaders of drunkenness, take the drunkenness, or might as well say the Bahamas, back into slavery. Because if we continue doing the things what they want us to do. Mm-hmm. We're not cutting the best road for the children who are coming after. So they would be in slavery.
Yes.
In the end.
Thank
so
you.
So they got to shut up and just get out of the drunken horse business.
Thank you, Bremen.
And not only that, the Bremen Darlene Ferguson, which is one of the leaders of the Saxon superstars. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Bremen. Oh, boy. Listen, Bremen said it. I was getting ready to see it. It enrages me to imagine that some of us have decided our plantation and we're going to benefit from the hard work of other people without contributing equally, without sharing both the privilege and the responsibilities of power of being at the helm. Did we going to lead and not take our responsibility seriously to preserve, to grow, to evolve, to create a space in which it can evolve naturally with or without us? Y'all done turned Junkanoo into a plantation and think people supposed to work for y'all. And then us, the taxpayers, putting money into it just supposed to sit back and let you do whatever? Good morning, caller.
Hey.
Yes, yes, good morning.
Chief Sting and Goatskin at the call back. Bremen is right on, too. Let me show you where the abuse of power is going down in the JCNP, but us Bahamians, we rather chatter and not talk.
Now, listen, have you ever been a part of the JCNP?
I am a part of a Junkanoo group, a ownership of a Junkanoo group, and yes, our group has been a part of the JCNP.
There you go.
And the reason why I'm calling back, the JCNP is partnership with the government to manage the parade. They set rules. They have some rules. Yes, everybody's saying that. But the rules are F category, one member to 149. B category, 150 and up. A category, 201 and up.
Mm-hmm.
The way forward body boys, now that's their rules. The way forward body boys sent in their petition as an A category group and we provided them 500 plus members on our form. See, this is where the abuse of power, like the woman in the house did the other day, where they abuse their power. Oh, y'all got that? We see that? But y'all go in the F category. That's an abuse of power. And that's breaking your own rules. That is breaking your own rules. But the Bahamian people ain't seeing that with the JCNP doing. Now, one last thing. I can leave y'all with your mouth drop open. I ain't a call, don't need it. But in the last 5 years, a particular Junkanoo organization, call no name, care no blame, without accountability, $3.5 to $4 million passed through their hand, and they can't tell where it's gone yet. Thanks for taking my call.
Woo! Thank you very much, caller. Thank you very much, caller. That's a lot of money. Like I say, it's unconscionable. I can't even think about the word, right, that people would see and not fix, right? Because maybe you didn't cause it. Maybe you came there and you met it happening. But you would see and not fix this thing where you realize that you are operating like a plantation because the people are not realizing what the potential of the value, right, that can be extracted from their contributions. And those who claim to be stewards of the culture, of the practice, of the art form, right? They are derelict in their duty. They are not evolving the space, not the Junkanoo space or the Junkanoo culture. There have been no tremendous achievements in creating mechanisms, producer, we go to the phone line, to preserve Junkanoo culture as it evolves. Just like politics, we only shittyant in the moment. Good morning, caller.
Morning to you, Aaron Green.
Morning.
This culture of corruption is a global issue.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it has been alleged that a certain person who sits in high places, able to see and the discussion of all of the contracts and the deals, and then they can do inside, backside, cross-side trading by just picking up the phone. And, you know, if you were to visit a certain hospital in the United States as a vet and you want to see a urologist, he has different level of fees. one in which he can charge you if you have good insurance as a vet. And it could be as much as $1,200 a minute. Look at what I'm saying. Because, see, that money goes through the system, and then there's some congressperson, allegedly, that is shared. So when you hear $3 million being moved, just follow the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then if you look at the culture of this particular administration, there seems to be a level of crime that escalated the minute they won, because it appears as though leadership have become compromised because of your past. Like these persons who are got little skeletons all over the place, and
but
they can't.
I don't even like to go into that part of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go into that part of it.
Okay.
Like electing people with skeletons. Or I can say it very, very clearly. Like if when I go to the Gazette office, right, mm-hmm. and I ask for all the public declarations, if I don't see your name on the list, or even worse, I cannot see your name on the list because no list has been provided, that's sufficient for me.
But we ain't going that far.
We could stop voting. No, you've gone too far. I don't even need to go as far as you went. You see?
Yeah, but that'd be the average. You see, but you notice, just look at the trend. The man, a person who's been, he's been convicted of numerous crimes in the United States, but the people want him. Give me Barabbas. This is where we are.
Nah, see, that's a misinterpretation. They didn't want the other person. That don't mean they want that.
That's great, you know.
That's
yeah.
A part of it. Some people say, no, but you're right. Some people is like, give me Trump. Give me Trump. But for a lot of other people, it was not that they voted Trump because they are Republicans or they agree with everything that Trump say. They just disagree more with the other side.
I follow you.
Yeah.
What are we saying to have an issue of trying to just wake in the dark when we could turn on the light?
Ah, that's it.
Okay.
That's it. Why do we insist on remaining in the counterculture when we are now the culture? Why do we have to? See, when we were enslaved, when the people told us we weren't real, when they wouldn't teach us how to read, then breaking the law to learn how to read was an act of revolution. But we are free now.
Still breaking the law.
Right? This is what I'm saying. For instance, and thank you very much, caller.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. For instance, right? We implemented a law called Turn Left on Red. We didn't publish the law properly. We didn't educate the people properly, and we ended up criminalizing them. Yes, you, my good Grammy, who blew your horn at me and suck your teeth, and I know you curse under your breath, you blew your horn at me because I was following the law, not breaking it like you wanted me to do. See, y'all have criminalized. And see, I know you're saying, oh, well, the police don't care. The police are running the stop signs as well. They're running the lights as well. You know who cares? The law cares. And the insurance agent cares. And when you go before the magistrate and you say to the magistrate, but your honor, a police officer told me I could do that. The magistrate is going to say ignorance of the law is no excuse. And as a driver, you are required to arm yourself with the knowledge of the law and not rely on what police officers tell you. It means we are at the end of our hour. Just one last text. Speaking about roundabouts, those crosswalks at Queens College are too close to the donut. We're going to talk about Queens College roundabout and Village Road thoroughfare in the coming days. You guys, thank you. I scared, though. The producer ain't even play no Junkanoo music just now. We may not be having Junkanoo for real this year. Anyway, Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
I feel like I'm gonna kiss you standing beneath that mistletoe. Santa came down the chimney half past 3, y'all. Them a good old present for my baby and for me. Merry Christmas, baby.
Benedict Lampkin, the customers love the red suit. You think you can high stamp on something a little more? We need to see more socks. But before you go, look at, I got some specials going on for the sale. I got two set of 12 by 12 and four set of 18 by 18 tile. Now, the 12 by 12 Al Blanco is just that, Al Blanco. That and the peach and gray Alcala going for $215 a square foot. Now, I got three 18 by 18 flagstone style and a high gloss gray and beige tile for $203 a square foot. What you doing, Lampkin?
I'm looking for one pin. Sale ends December 21st.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
One in every four Bahamians face some level of food insecurity. AML Foods remains committed to helping. And this year, through our Feed 5000 program, we'll donate $30,000 to provide holiday meals to families in need. But we need your help. From November 4th to December 18th, show your support and donate at the register at Solomon's, Costrite, Fresh Market, Exuma Markets, or Domino's Pizza in Nassau, Grand Bahama, or Exuma. Together, let's put an end to hunger.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.